Hello?
Ms. Bradford?
Hi.
Hi, it's Ms. Knight. Your shift never changed. It's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 4 on the weekends.
Okay, so what do I have to do on the time sheet? So this is maybe the date?
So don't you have access to your app?
No, I don't have it in my app.
The app that you clock in and out on, why are you not clocking in and out on the app?
Because they're not allowing me to get. I don't know who blocked it.
No. If you're locked out of it, you have to go to your email address and follow those instructions.
Okay, but are we waiting for you all to send the Freedom Care?
We don't have Freedom Care, ma'am. We are family first. We don't operate with different agencies.
Okay, well, we're my credit, so I'll let you all know.
So you have to take that up with the service coordinator. We don't have access to no other agency
okay.
But ours.
So what is the date? What is the date after put?
You got 7 timesheets?
Yes. Well, I want to know the date, so I want to put it in.
All right, so the dates I need, please write this down
mm-hmm.
because after
okay,
today, I can't submit it because you're going to be late.
Okay.
So the first timesheet, I need 5/20.
Wait, hold on. The date I'm talking about, what today is?
What you mean, what day?
The day, today. What date is?
We're not talking
today
about today. I need the timesheets from the previous weeks.
Yes, well, I want to know the date so I can put it here.
Right.
Today is the 8th. Today is the 9th, I mean.
No, listen. I need 5/20 through 5/25 on the first timesheet.
Okay.
So put 5/20, 5/21.
Wait, hold on. You're confused a minute. The timesheet, right?
Get the first timesheet, okay?
All right. Time
go
sheet.
To go
hold on.
To date.
All right. Timesheet date.
On the first line on a date, I need you to put 5/20.
Date 5/20, right? On the date.
Yep. 5/20. 5/21.
Wait, hold on. 5/21.
You got 5/20?
Yes, on the date, you say, right?
Yes, on a date in my column.
5/20, 5/21.
5/22.
5/22.
5/23. 5/24.
5/24.
And 5/25.
5/25, okay.
Okay.
So that's now, up on the time sheet, right?
Now put that time sheet. Put that timesheet aside. No, put
okay.
The time on there. Put the time on there, please.
Okay, the time. What is the time?
So you work from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Okay. Timesheet.
Let me get the date. 5/20. Okay, May 20th. So on 5/20.
May what? What do you say? The date is what?
No. We're going to do the time now on that same timesheet.
Okay.
So on 5/20, you need to put 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. Wait, that's not a timesheet. Timesheet 9 to 5.
On 5/21,
Okay, 9 to 5.
On 5/23, put 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
On 5/24 and 5/25, you need
mm-hmm.
to put
9 to 4. 9 to 4, okay.
So nothing for 5/22 because you were paid for that one day that week.
Okay. So So 9:05, 9:05, and 9:04 on the timesheet.
Nope. 9 to 5 on 5:20, 5:21, and 5:23.
Okay. Yeah, but they said 9 to 5, 9 to 5, and 9 to 4. That is time.
No, listen. What is on 5:20?
5:20 on the date.
Yes, what time 5:21. Do you have on
5:20 as a time. 5:21, 5:22, 5:23.
So 5:22 is blank. No, listen.
Okay.
5:22 is blank. You were paid for that. I don't need that day.
Okay.
So 5:20, 5:21, and 5:23, it needs to say 9 to 5.
Okay.
And then on 5:24 and 5:25, it needs to say 9 to 4.
Okay.
Because you work 9 to 4 on the weekends.
Yes, 9 to 4 on the weekends.
Okay, did you put that down?
That's not 9 to 4 on weekend. 9 to 4, 9 to 4, right. And then I said 9 to 5, 9 to 5. Time sheet. Okay. So 5:20, 5:20 when they say in the day was 5:22. 5:23, 5:24, and 5:25.
Yeah, but just make sure 3 days is saying 9 to 5 and 2 days is saying 9 to 4.
Okay. And what day did that put on the time sheet, like Monday?
Huh?
What did you say the days that I put on the time sheet?
You already did that. It's 5:20.
Okay.
We did that already.
Okay.
So go on, move to the next time sheet, please.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I don't put my social already. 3622. And then I put my name, my brother name. Okay?
No, you can do that last because I can't be on this phone because I have a lot of things to do. So I need you to just get these dates correct so therefore you can fill the rest out. Make sure you leave the Medicaid ID number blank. I will fill that out.
I'll put that. I'll let's put social and that's it.
Yes. So just put your client's name, your name, the address of the home.
Okay.
And make sure you have the client sign, and then make sure you sign at the bottom and date it.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't even have to date it. You just have the client sign, and then you sign at the bottom and leave the dates blank. Leave the date blank, okay?
Leave the date blank, okay.
And put the last 4 digits of your Social Security number on there.
Yeah, I put it already.
Okay, all right. So that's all I need from that. So that's the first timesheet. Now get another timesheet so we can do the second one.
Yes, I got another timesheet already.
Okay, so I need 5:26.
Okay, that's fine. Hold on, man. Okay. I'm taking this one. All right, 5:26. That's fine, right? Time.
Yep, 9 to 5.
Yeah, that's fine, right? Time sheet. Okay. All right, where's the number?
The next date is 5:28.
5:28.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
The next one is 5:30.
The next page you're talking about?
Yes, the next date I need is 5:30.
5:30. Okay.
9 to 5.
Hold on. Okay. I'm gonna pause this one. All right, next page is 9:30.
No. The date is 5:30.
I mean 5:30. If you're getting confused, 5:30.
The time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5, right.
That's all I need for that week.
Okay, 5:28 and 9:05.
Huh?
Yeah, that says 5:28.
So, listen.
So 9 to 5.
No, the first date should be 5:26.
5:26.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
The next day under that should be 5/28.
5/28.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
The next day is 5/30.
Okay. 5/30.
Time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Okay. That's it for that
one. So that's going on the time sheet, right? 5/28 to 9 to 5. So 5/30 to 9 to 5.
Yes.
So
that's the time. 5/26
to 9 to 5.
Yeah, all of it should be 9 to 5.
Yes. On defense sheet, right? Is it on defense sheet?
It should be only 3 days on that one.
Oh, 3 days on only one.
You only missing 3 days that week. That's what I just said.
All right, good. So only put it on one page, right?
One page per week. We can't use multiple weeks for one timesheet.
Okay. All right. So I'll put it on one page. Okay. Thank you.
Now, wait a minute. We still got more to go.
Cool.
So far, you should have two timesheets filled out with me.
Okay.
Is it two timesheets?
Yes, two timesheets.
Okay. So now we're going to get another timesheet so we can do the following week.
Yes, I have the next timesheet.
You got the next timesheet?
Yes.
Okay. That timesheet, I need 6/2.
That's fine. All right, go ahead.
9 to 5, the time.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, I need 6/3.
6/3.
Same time, 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Then underneath it, I need 6/4.
What is that?
6/4.
6/4.
The time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, I need 6/5.
Yes, ma'am. 6/5.
Time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, I need 6/6.
6/6.
Same time, 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, I need 6/7.
6/7.
That time, I need 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Underneath it, I need 6/8.
6/8.
Time is 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
That timesheet is completed. I just need you to fill out the rest, to sign it, and put your name and stuff on it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, let's go to the next, get another timesheet.
Hey, that's not, hold on. I will do one of the tests. What they tell me here, I'll do it on the timesheet. The first one. Then I'll go to the second one and do it. Okay, hold on. Okay. There's the second one is this one. And the first one. Right?
We should be on the third timesheet now.
Okay.
So you should already have two completed. And now we're working on... No, you should have three. Three completed. We're working on the next one.
Hold on. Let's see. Let me have a time sheet. Let me see the time sheet here. Let's see. Started time. End of time. Let's see. Started time. Hello?
Yes.
It says started time. So what the position thing is of me?
We finished that timesheet we just did. We need to start a new one. So I need you to get another timesheet.
Okay. Yes, I got another one. Hold on. Okay, next one.
You got a fresh timesheet?
Yes.
Okay. And it's blank, right?
Yes, it's blank.
Okay, okay. So on that timesheet, I need you to put 6-9.
Oh, 6-9.
Time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Next, underneath it, 6-11.
6-11.
Time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
The next one is 6-12.
6-12.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Now, that's all the dates I need for that one, okay?
Okay.
So put that one aside, okay?
Yes.
So put that aside and grab another timesheet.
I put that way too, Erin. And next one.
Yep.
Okay.
You ready?
Next one. I'm going to write it down next week. I will not mix it up. I don't have three already. Margo. Hold on, eh? I'm going to get off next week. Okay, yeah.
So you got a blank timesheet, right?
Yes.
Okay. So on this one, I need 6-17.
6-17.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, I need 6-19.
6-19.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, I need 6-20.
6-20.
Time is 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, 6-21.
6-21.
9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Underneath it, I need 6-22.
6-22.
9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Okay, so I don't need any other more dates on that one. So put that
okay.
one aside.
Okay.
Yeah, put that one aside, okay? That's get a new fresh one, a blank one, please.
Yes, a blank one again.
You got it?
Yes.
All right. On that one, I need 6-23.
Wait, that's not my time sheet. So no. Time sheet. Okay. What's the next one?
6-23.
6-23.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, I need 6-24.
6-24.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, 6-25.
6-25.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
And then I need 6-29.
6-29.
9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Now that's all I need for that timesheet. I need you to get another one. You got another one? Blank?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh. All right, so we have 2 more of you. Oh, 3 more. Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, okay. I'm going to go on to the next page. I'm going to go on the next page. All right, you ready? Time sheet.
So, I need on there, I need 6-30.
6-30.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, 7-1.
7-1.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, 7-2.
7 to
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath 7 3.
7 3.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it 7 4.
7 4.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, I need 7 5.
7 5.
9
to
4.
9 to 4. Okay.
Yes. Underneath that, I need 7 6.
Okay. 7 6.
Time is 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Now, do you have another time sheet? Blank one?
Yes, one more.
That's through this week.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So on that blank time sheet,
uh-huh.
I need 7 7.
7 7.
9
two,
to
seven.
5.
2 7.
Yes, 7 7.
Okay, 7 7.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath 7 8.
7 8.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it 7 9.
7 9.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, 7, 10.
7, 10.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath, 7, 11.
7, 11.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Underneath it, 7, 12.
Okay. 7,
12. 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Underneath that, 7, 13.
7, 7, 13.
9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Now, the rest, all I need on all of those timesheets that we just did is your name as the direct care worker.
Yes.
I need Mr. Arnold's name underneath your name on the top as the participant.
All right.
I just need your last four digits of your Social Security number.
Yeah, I'm good already.
Okay, and then I just need his address that we have on file.
Okay.
Underneath where his name is on the top. And then on the bottom, I just need for him to sign the first line on the bottom, and then you sign the last name on the bottom.
Yeah.
And take a picture of each timesheet one by one and send it to me as a text message.
Okay.
Okay? Once I get all seven timesheets, I will send you a confirmation back that I received it and thank you.
Okay.
And you will be paid this Friday for all those weeks.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.